Initiatives like ERP really have been underutilized and probably undervalued in businesses, primarily because managers and people have not exploited, in effect, the so-called soft factors associated with these implementations. That is, they haven't planned for, implemented, or managed the changes in people behaviors and the changes in information practices that are required to leverage the systems and what their intentions are. For example, in CRM systems, it's clear that CRM systems bring a tremendous change to the way the sales force has to sense, collect, and organize information for the benefit of usage in the firm by product developers, by managers, and other people. If the sales force is not motivated to collect that information each day, doesn't understand the value of doing it, or is otherwise not given any incentives to do it, then clearly the value of the CRM system will be much lower than it otherwise could be. So the IO framework really helps the company address both the hard and soft factors involved with implementing successfully systems that change people's behaviors, change their information practices, and really change the way they use IT in a business. It's the ability to leverage all three that makes a CRM implementation successful. And it's also the case with enterprise resource planning systems. The only success that these companies have had in this area have been with companies that addressed all three factors together. This is where we feel we add tremendous value, because we are able to help managers see these factors ahead of the game, measure these factors, and understand them explicitly so they can manage the implementation of these changes effectively.